Consideration has two elements. The first, as just outlined, is whether the promisee has incurred a legal detriment, given up something, paid some price, though it may be, for example, the promise to do something, like paint a house. The second element is whether the legal detriment was bargained for. Did the promisor specifically intend the act, forbearance, or promise in return for his promise? Applying this two-pronged test to the three examples given at the outset of the chapter, we can easily see why only in the second is there legally sufficient consideration. In the first, Liu incurred no legal detriment. He made no pledge to act or to forbear from acting, nor did he in fact act or forbear from acting. In the third example, what might appear to be such a promise is not really so. Betty made a promise on a condition that Liu comes to her house. The intent clearly is to make a gift.